Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hey everyone, Pastor Kevin Radlin here. Just wanted to take a moment and let you know that every Friday we're going to give you a piece of the sermon from our Sunday service so that you can enjoy and see what we're doing here at Lighthouse Christian Church every week. So I hope you enjoy this and that it ministers to you today. Be blessed in the name of Jesus.
So today I want to talk to you guys a little bit about what's happening here. You know, we've got a missions mindset, a missions focus here at Lighthouse Church, if you haven't noticed. Okay, so I was a missions pastor for years and years. And I just love the mission field. I love the gospel. I want to see the gospel going out into all the world. I want to see people's lives changed and transformed. But there's a certain way that all of that happens. And guess what? The same way it happens for the mission field, it's going to happen for your life. So I want to share with you some truths today and some principles that you can begin to put into play into your life so that you can see God begin to move. So as we began to raise funds for the ministry trip to the Dominican, to care for the Haitian refugees and my friend Jackie that's there, who is a friend of my friend Frank there, who's a friend of my friend Jim there, who's a friend of my friend Damien here, who's a friend of me, made a connection, and now something huge for the Lord is going to happen. And it all transpires through little pieces and little moments that all click together, and they turn into something called a divine appointment with the Lord. Anybody ever had a divine appointment with the Lord, right? They're amazing. So our divine appointment at Lighthouse Church, though, started out with a heart for missions and is now turning into giving away a house. Okay, so let's see those pictures, Cody. This is the house that Jim's building this week for Lady Juanita, who had a blind daughter. He told her 2 years ago, I'm going to build you a house. And he's there building it. And now we're going to go and we're going to build one for Jackie and the Haitian children's home as well. But how many of you guys know the number one enemy, just leave it on that one, the number one enemy of houses in any third world country is what? Termites. You see, when God tells us to build a house, we don't play with the termites. We're like, come chew this, buddy. I dare you to chew on my God house. But it's amazing what we're about to go do, about to embark on as a journey with 10 people. We'll have some help there as well. We have a lot of the kids and young men and stuff will dive in. They'll just want to be there because it's so exciting. But I want to share with you a little bit today about the currency of the kingdom. Okay, because we're people of God. We don't do life the way the world does it. We have a different way that we are supposed to operate in the kingdom of God financially, okay? And I want to share that with you today because sometimes when I'm working with kingdom finances, situations like this, I struggle. Because I feel like I'm begging people. I'm giving you an envelope, and now I feel like I'm putting pressure on you to have to give me some money or do this or do that, or we're wanting to pay off the building, and that feels weird. Sometimes we're like, come on, give to the building fund, give to the building fund. But you see, that's a misconception because as your pastor, my job is to teach you how to operate under the currency of the kingdom. And that's what we're going to talk about a little bit today, because I know it's not true that I'm actually begging you for money. That's, you know, the church has gotten a bad rap okay, because of the way it's handled money. And I think if we teach you the way that the kingdom operates, we won't have to sit here and say and pressure you or try to manipulate you, which we see it a lot, and we're never going to do that. Say never. That's not the way the kingdom works. And guess what? I am blessed because I know how the kingdom works. You know, and I cast forth the vision and the provision shows up. We learned that last week, right? You want to operate under kingdom finances. The currency of the kingdom is not money. It's faith. See, that's what we're going to learn about today. Either you are thinking, oh man, it's that tithing message. I can see it coming. It's secret weapon. See, the currency of the kingdom isn't money. It's faith. So I'm going to teach you about how to apply faith to the vision of God for your life, and you will begin to purchase the vision of God for your life, and you will begin to see the provision come into your life for the vision that God has for you. See, fundraising for this project has been more like a glorious ambassador of Christ inviting Jesus' disciples as a team to join the Great Commission. Somebody say amen. You see, that's what we're doing. When you give a little seed towards somebody's missions trip, when we gave money to Caitlin to go to Africa, and a lot of you have, you're not just giving her money and that's the end of it. Hopefully you're attaching your faith and you're saying, I am going to go to Africa through Caitlin for 3 months, and I am going to sow a seed into her, believing for the blessing and the vision of the gospel to come to pass in Africa and here, because I am sowing there. God is going to meet me here. Does that make sense? See, it's really difficult for both sides in these missions projects. When we do these things, it's difficult for the missionaries. I've had so many people come into my office and sit down with me, and they're like, I feel called to go do something in the mission field, Pastor. And I'm like, start shaking the trees. What does that mean? I said, you have got to go out there and you've got to make the God ask. You've got to say, will you support me in my missions? That's shaking the tree. You know what? Not everybody is going to be the ripe fruit for your mission. And that's not something you should take personal, because God is using all kinds of people from every aspect of life to send funds into the kingdom. You shake the tree and the ripe fruit falls off, right? You ever shaken an orange tree and it's all green oranges? They don't fall off, right? But the fruit that falls off is the fruit that God has ordained for that moment, for that project. And that's what I want to kind of look at today, because the missionaries are the goers of the Great Commission and the supporters are the senders of the Great Commission. Okay? And we have a job. There's a kingdom in operation here. It is God's kingdom and his vision and his plan. And it looks like a little tiny church in Merritt Island, Florida, you know, everybody giving 25, 50, 75, 100 bucks here and there. Few other people have given even more generously than that. God bless all of you for every gift, because here's the deal with pastors and churches, and it's where the enemy is reaping havoc on the church, is we got to get the money right, okay? Because the currency of the kingdom isn't the money itself. It's the faith that is attached to the money. And when you misappropriate funds in the church and you mess up with the money, you're actually messing up the faith of the people and the vision of God. So people are sowing into a vision, and then if that gets corrupted, then that vision gets corrupted. Do you understand what I'm saying? So my goal is that we all understand that we are to be attaching faith. If you're tither and you're giving every week and you're tithing, you need to be attaching your faith to that gift. You need to be believing God for his vision to come to pass in your life. God, I'm partnering with your vision for my life I am giving and I'm sowing into your kingdom. And then you've got to go to the Word of God and say, what is it that you have for me to do? Well, I want you to go to Africa for 3 months. Ooh, not exactly what I was looking for. But okay, I'll go. And then the provision comes, 10 grand. Like that, just whew. 23,000 to give away a house and take a team of 10 to the Dominican Republic. If it's God's plan, the provision, if it's his vision, the vision will produce the provision for the vision. But the Bible says people without a vision, what? So what are you perishing from in your life today? Where is your lack? What are you lacking in your life right now? I'm here today to tell you it's not a financial problem. Because you're a member of the kingdom of God. Your currency is in the kingdom. You have a vision problem. Your faith is jacked up if you're not seeing the provision of God in your life. Everybody take a breath. It's good though, isn't it? See, now you know. It's like, you know, I'm out there toiling. We learned about rest last week. Oh, the Sabbath day of rest. God is, we're trying to find rest. Well, the rest is in the currency of the kingdom. It's in applying the faith of God to your situation and your circumstance, finding what the Word says about it, taking that truth and bringing your faith together with the Word of the Lord and calling down the vision of God from heaven into your life, and then the provision will come. Isn't that good? You see, I have made purchases in the kingdom of God. Me, by faith. I believed in the promises of God for my life. Jesus said, give me your life, I'll change your life and I'll make your life better. I was a drug addict at the time, messed up, had a lot of really bad things going on in my life. I said, all right, I'm going to make that first choice. I'm going to choose to believe in you, Jesus. And little did I know, man, my life totally changed. Why? Because now I had the vision of God for my life. What was I lacking for the first 21 years of my life? The vision of God for me. So what did I do? I took the world's vision. Hey, party on, Wayne. You know, let's go. Let's have a party. Let's have fun. Let's do this. Let's do that. It's all great. You'll love it. And then, you know what? I ended up addicted and I didn't love it. It's fun. Sin's always fun for a season. And it traps you, grabs you. And it steals the vision of God for your life from you. So what are we looking for? We're looking for God's vision and how to operate in the kingdom, and the currency of the kingdom is by faith, not by money. Okay? So, you know, I invested my entire existence from the time I met Jesus until today. You're looking at somebody who's in, I'm all in. You know, like at the poker table, they're like, I'm all in on this one. Guess what? I already win. So I'm all in. And in doing that, I've invested my time. I've invested my money. I've invested my family. You know, my family is who they are because of the investments that we've made into the kingdom of God by faith. We're blessed. I always tell people, I'm so blessed I give other people's stuff away now. That's no joke. First, I started with all my stuff. I gave all my stuff away, just sowing it into the kingdom, just blessing people. Then I started giving my wife stuff away. She's like, that was my wedding ring. I'm like, I'm sorry. I already told them they could have it. True story. Then I give my kids surfboards away, their skateboard ramps and everything. I'm like, you got four of them. You don't even use it. It was mine. I was like, I sewed it. I gave it away. I'll buy you another one. Serious. Just sowing and giving and into the kingdom and seeing the blessings of God and the provision of God. As I would see the vision of generosity, I would see the provision of generosity. And now people call me. I can't keep up. My living room's full. My back porch is full. My three sheds are full. My warehouse is full. I'm giving it away as fast as I can. And it keeps coming. Keeps coming. I've given away 10 TVs this month. Somebody gave me another one this week. If you need TV, I'm the guy. Call me. I might sell it to you for a dime just so they'll quit coming. I do. Somebody gave me two ladders this week. 6-footer? Yeah. Yeah, I have two. Brand new. All right. Sounds good. No, you can't make this stuff up. You see, we can make purchases in the kingdom of God with what? Our faith. I think we're trying to buy God with our behavior. We're trying to buy God with money and stuff like that. When really God's just saying, all I want you to do is believe. I just need a little faith. And I'll bring you that ladder. Right? So listen to this. Many of you supported our missionaries. You gave to the house. You made a purchase in the kingdom of God. You didn't just give some kid or some adult $25. You made a purchase into the kingdom of God. You purchased an asset of the kingdom. You made the kingdom come alive through your gifts. What is an asset in the kingdom of God? It's this. It's your heart. Doing something big for God, listen to this, is often a small little series of little tiny things that everybody kind of does all together, right? Seems insignificant at the time, doesn't it? Oh, I just gave 20, but you know what? When 1,000 people give 20, there's power in that. That's the kingdom. You see, it seems insignificant, but it's not. Because most of us, we're not in the place to do something huge. Some of us are, and we can, and we have. But when we all seek our own little ways to let the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ shine into the world, the dark world, it's like every little gift is a little light. It's faith. It's faith coming into the world. It's belief coming into the world and saying, Jesus is enough. Jesus is enough. I'm going to believe in Jesus in you, Caitlin. I'm going to believe in Jesus in you, Janine and Jessica. And I'm going to sow into that. And it may be this smallest little gift. It may seem so insignificant. But when everybody comes together and we all do what God is calling us to do and what we are able to do, it becomes small things becoming big things with faith attached. Amen? You know, on the other end of our trip to the Dominican Republic, it doesn't look anything like, oh, a little 20 here, a little here, a little there. No, somebody's getting a free house with a slab. They don't have dirt floors. This thing's got a slab. It's got fill dirt all through the property now. This is a huge miracle for Jackie and those kids in their lives. They are seeing the hand of God move like they've never thought possible. And it's all through a series of little, tiny, insignificant, supposedly little gifts that everybody put together on this end, and now it's turning into the hand of God moving in the Dominican Republic. It's crazy. But you know, God's doing big things all over the world. It's not just in the Dominican Republic, one house. The entire kingdom of God is operating in the same way, and it's waiting to operate in your life the same way as well. God is waiting for you to step out and believe his word and to believe it's true and to say, I am willing to purchase whatever it is you want me to purchase out of this word of God. with my life, with my time, with my money, whatever it takes, whatever it costs, God, I want you. Do you know how big that is? It's faith. The currency of the kingdom is faith. It starts with faith. Let's listen to this statement. You guys ready? In the kingdom of God, you don't get what you want. You get what you believe for. In the kingdom of God, you don't get what you want. Somebody say, You get what you believe for. Well, Lord, you have promises in this book. It says, by his stripes I was healed. Maybe I should make a kingdom currency purchase with my faith on the idea that healing is available for me in my life. Begin to read the word and see what it says about healing and see what it says that I should be speaking out of my mouth. You're killing me, Smalls. He is. Smalls is killing you if you keep saying that. Right? Life and death are in the power of the tongue. So what is the ways that I'm going to make a purchase by the kingdom of God and the currency of the kingdom? By my words. I want to have life. Well, I have to speak life. Well, I want to have death. Well, just keep saying what you're saying. Because you're naturally bent to what the world's system is telling you. So the TV is not telling you to live your life for this book. Unless you're on the, you know, good channel. I think there's, what, four of them, right? Out of 200,000. But you see, small things become big things with what? Faith. Let's look at some scripture. I'm going to take you to the strangest scripture that's about faith. Because most of us think it's about money. You ready? Matthew 25, 14 through 29. The parable of the talents. Well, talents, that's so God gave some people money and he expected them to use that money to make more money, right? No, it's not what it's about at all. Let's look at it. For the kingdom of heaven, kingdom currency, right? The kingdom of heaven is like a man, it's like a man traveling to a far country who's called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave five talents, to another two, and another one, to each according to his what? Ability. Okay? And immediately he went on a journey. Then he who had received the five talents went and traded with them and made another five. And likewise he who received two more also. But he who had received one went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. So when he had received the five talents, he came and he brought five other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered me five, and I have gained you five more beside them. His Lord said to him, what? Well done, right? Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many. Then he said, enter into the joy of the Lord. Anybody want to enter into the joy of the Lord? Come on, somebody say, I do. All right, who does not want to enter into the joy of the Lord? I need a show of hands right now. Second one, the same. Well done, good and faithful servant. Now, then he...
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Awesome in this place. Jesus, you are awesome in this place.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Join us every Thursday night for Discipleship Encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided.
Attention young adults, on August 20th at 6:30, Launch Young Adult Ministry will be starting, and you don't want to miss out. There's going to be food, fun, and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you into where God wants you to be. This is going to be located at 1250 North Banana River Drive in the Double Bubble Building. So come on out and get ready to be launched. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website at ourlighthouse.net or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministry.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.